Hello, welcome back to my podcast. It's Jenna, your favorite female to listen to when it comes to female relationships. On my show, I give advice to men about how to approach women with respect in order to get better responses. And every week, I open listener mail or listener messages and see what you guys have to say. And last time I did that, I got a response that I wanted to dedicate a whole episode to. Here was the response I got from one of my listeners. He says, "Great show, but what if we don't respect women and just want to use their bodies for pleasure?" So like I said, this one really spoke to me, and I wanted to create a whole episode on this, giving advice on how to have sex with women against their will. I'll be giving effective techniques of restraint, drugging, getting assistance from other men, different sex positions, cleaning up afterwards, and more. So let's hop into this. Being a woman, I know exactly what you need to hear, okay? And this goes for the man that asked me the question and any of you men that feel the same way as him, because again, he mentioned he doesn't really respect women and just wants to use their body for pleasure. And as a woman, we really don't know what we want and need. We really don't. We depend on men to tell us and guide us. And men like you just need to take us, because we're not going to give it up like so easily. Most women aren't. And that's okay. You are going to have to take what you want. And let's go ahead and address, you know, what you're probably thinking. Jenna, you're talking about rape. And yes, I am talking about rape. But as a woman, I can ultimately say that you guys, males, men, you guys are more superior. So, you know, don't feel a certain way about that. Just take what you want. And trust me, underneath, you know, this woman's potential trauma, she knows. She will know that she got what she deserved. So let's hop into, first of all, I'm just going to kind of break it up into, if you want to rape a woman while she's unconscious, I'm going to talk about that. And then I'm going to talk about if you want her to be conscious. So you're going to want to, if you want the woman unconscious, you're going to want to get some drugs off the street, and I hear they're very easy to get a hold of. You've got Rufinol, GHB, which on the street, that could be called Liquid G, Liquid Ecstasy, Cherry Meth, Easy Lay, or Ketamine. All these drugs are going to get the woman either completely unconscious, or she might even just barely like be awake, but she's not going to really hardly remember anything. So it's going to be very, very easy to take what you want. So you can, you know, do it the old classic way, put it in a drink. You know, if you're not in a bar setting or a restaurant or whatever, just shove it in her mouth, you know, and you're going to have to get, you know, save some time for it to sink into her system, but she'll have it and then you can take what you want. Or, you know, get a weekend job at a coffee shop. I had a friend, a male friend, that's what he does. He goes around and he works at coffee shops, sometimes bars, and he doesn't stay long, because what he does is he will find a woman that really, you know, gets his attention, that he really wants to fuck. And then he drugs her right there by serving her her coffee or her tea or whatever it is. And then he follows her outside and takes what he wants. So yeah, I thought that was brilliant to get a weekend job if you're really dedicated to doing this. So when you have her unconscious, I mean, you know what to do. You can take whatever hole you want. It's going to be probably very arousing to know that she is your little unconscious rape doll, basically. And yeah, I mean, that's just the best way and easiest way to use a woman's body for pleasure. You know, she'll wake up, you won't be there. All she'll know is that she's sore, maybe has some marks on her arms where you were holding her arms down, and probably covered or filled with cum. And yeah, I can tell you that as a woman, if I were to wake up and this, you know, happened to me where I could tell I had been raped and there was cum inside of me, I would feel really humiliated. I would feel disgusted. But here's the thing, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter because you are the more superior gender. And, you know, it just is something that happens to women. You know, there's data out there that proves that majority of women have been raped. So it's not like you're doing anything that won't be done most likely. Okay, so now this goes to the men out there if you want more of a challenge, because if you drug your rape victim, it's going to be very easy. It's going to be hot, and I'm definitely not judging. But if you're the kind of man that wants the challenge with a conscious woman, and you know, you want to see their reactions, because that can be a very arousing thing for you. Here are some tips. So the first tip I have is to instill fear in us. We're weak and scared creatures as women. Like, it's a fact that you guys are stronger, you're more threatening and aggressive. We're a lot weaker and scared. So if you can instill fear right away, that's gonna break her down. And here's like, you know, this, it just depends on the woman, but some of us, we love being complimented so much. So after you instill some fear, tell her how much you loved XYZ. So for example, you know, you instill some fear, you tell her what the fuck is going on, you know, you're about to get raped, but then you also say, you know, I had to do this because your fucking tits look so damn good. I'm telling you, there's a lot of women that will probably secretly like hearing that. And so that's another psychological mind fuck you can give us that'll work to your advantage. And just think of it this way too. Afterwards, after she's, you know, felt quote unquote trauma and all that, she'll remember that comment. And it most likely, if she's attention starved, which we all are, women are so attention starved for men's attention, she's going to show off her tits even more. And that'll be because of you. So that's kind of hot, isn't it? All right, so another tip is to humiliate us. Humiliate us because we're weak and breakable, and this will also help weaken us. So how can you humiliate us? You know, rip the shirt off, humiliate our tits, like tell us they're not big enough, or, you know, twist them really hard, tell us that we're filthy whores or sluts. Anything that just degrades us down is going to work towards your advantage, because it's just going to like fuck with our weak little minds, basically. That's the point, because when you go up to her, she's going to try to fight back. She's got a little fight in her. But if you instill that fear and you do these small little tips to break her down even more, that's what you want. You want to get to the point where she has no fight in her, where she realizes that this man is in charge and I can't do anything about it. So another tip I have, and this can really, really work wonders for you, and I would suggest bringing it up in the beginning, but make threats to her. You can do that by blackmail. So here are some blackmail examples. If she has a ring on her finger, like she's married, take some pictures of your cock in her mouth and then threaten to text them to her husband. Or if you know for a fact she has a boyfriend, same thing. Blackmail her. And then you can also, if you don't know if she's in a relationship or she says she's single, threaten that you're going to send it to her family, her coworkers, her friends. Bring a magic marker with you or a Sharpie, rather, and like write embarrassing things on her body, like on her tits that say, you know, I love cock or I'm a piss whore. And then threaten to send that to the people in her life that she loves and respects. She will do anything to not have that happen. Because as women, we have a status to hold with our family, right? Our family, you know, we don't want our family to know we're just filthy sluts. We don't want our work to know. We have jobs to maintain, you know, and our husbands, they don't want to know that we're so slutty, that we're fucking other men. So this works so great on us because we'll do anything, you know, we'll submit our body to a man just to avoid being seen in a certain way. You can also use and threaten harm, or rather just threaten harm. So, you know, telling her with some force, like really, and this goes to instilling the fear. Like, if you don't follow my directions, I'm going to whatever, you know, like don't follow through with it, but just threaten harm. And she'll be so scared. Again, it's breaking us down to where we're basically at the core of who we are, just weak little lambs that can't get out of the harm. Basically, just threaten to harm her life. And, you know, we will submit to any kind of threat like that, especially from a man, because we know deep down inside how strong you guys are and what you're capable of. Another tip for when you're about to rape a woman that's conscious, maybe bring some rope. One thing you're going to want to avoid, especially when we have nails, is to bind our hands. And we're going to try to scratch and fight back. Some of us will. So restraining the hands is very helpful. Once you get started, you can even do the ankles, because that's another thing. Some of us will try to kick and squirm, you know. So if you want to just rape us like while we're on our side or bent over, because that's the thing, if you restrain our ankles, you won't be able to spread the legs too wide. But so those are some ideas for you. Another great one is bring a belt. Take off the belt, put it around our necks. And so, you know, you don't have to like lock it in, just strap it around the neck, and then you can use that as a collar and leash. And you can pull it tight as you go to control us even more. So that's a great use as well, because when our necks are constrained, it creates panic, and that's going to keep her away from trying to fight you off too hard. All right, so another tip is our cunts. You know, if you're planning on raping our cunts, they will lubricate eventually. At first, it may not be too wet out of fear. Just spit on it. And once you start raping, our bodies will naturally lubricate for you. So don't worry about that. I mean, women we're basically built to be raped. I mean, to be honest, our cunts, like I said, will lubricate to, you know, force within there. So, but some positions that you can use to help you be successful in raping us is pushing us on the ground or the floor, wherever you are, If you're wanting some hardcore, brutal, oral, like deep throat fucking, like put us on the ground on our backs. And then once you put your cock in our mouth, you have all your weight on our face, you know? So just imagine either your balls are on our forehead or on our chin, and you're just railing that mouth as hard as you can. I promise she won't go anywhere. Her body will be flopping, but that also may be entertainment for you. Another way, if you want that throat raping feeling, is to put us on our knees. And again, that belt can be super useful. And you just hold us by our hair. That's another great thing about women, is we have these handles on our head where you can just hold the hair and just impale her face onto your cock. And that'll work perfectly for you. And again, you might be worried about teeth. Threaten her. Threaten her. That is, she uses her teeth. If her teeth even scrape against your cock, you'll, you know, XYZ. I promise she will be so scared, you will not ever feel teeth. Because again, we're just weak. We're weak and scared. You know, that's how women are built. Another thing is just using your weight. So let's talk about, you know, doing forceful penetration in the pussy or the ass. You're going to probably be stronger, bigger, taller than us. So just push us against the wall and hold us there with your weight. And then, you know, force your cock in whatever hole you want. So she can be face against the wall. That's a really great technique. She'll be stuck there, basically. Or you can push her against the wall, her back to the wall, where you see her, lift her leg up, and there you go. You could even use that belt again. You could put that belt around her thigh and hold her leg up that way. But use your weight against us. We're frail and more weak than you. If you want to get between the legs, you know, spread the legs out open, but then take our legs and like push them up to where the bottom of our knees are on your shoulder. And then you have us in a position where we can barely move. And let me tell you, that position, especially if you have some length in your cock, will hurt. And I know that's what you want. You want it to hurt because that tightens up our fuck hole there. So yeah, so that's a great way to force fuck a woman. Doggy style is another one. Bending her over, it's humiliating, especially when you don't want it. And another tip for rape is put your foot, like, well, let me back up. Have her doggy style, but where her face is against the bed or the floor, whatever, and her ass is way up in the air, put your foot on the side of her face. That will keep her pinned down with your weight, and you get to do all the raping you want. Another great technique, when she's in doggy style, hold her hair tightly. And if she tries to fight back, pull that hair harder. Another way in doggy style, take your fingers and fish hook our mouth, like the corner of our mouth, while you're doing the raping. We won't be able to move that way. And again, it's very humiliating and kind of scary, and will break us down to where we are ultimately submitting to you doing the raping. Don't be afraid to use your hands to choke. It creates so much panic when the airflow is restricted with us. And it's just, well, it's going to do two things, actually. It's going to tighten up our pussy, which is good for you. And it's also going to make us panic a little bit and freeze to where we're not fighting back as much. And so here are some extra tips before I wrap this up. Feel free. I have some friends that they do gang rapes. They don't have any issues with getting women to do what they want and submit to their gang rape. So pair up with a friend or two or three or five. I'm telling you that that woman will not go anywhere. We submit just to one man if we're put in our place. Now imagine more than one. I mean, we will just be so fucking submitted. You will be able to do anything at all. Now, you might be wondering, this all sounds great and it sounds hot, but I don't want to get into any legal problems. Well, no problem. I have tips for that as well. If you want to be super careful, wear a ski mask, hide your face, or do it in a dark car out in the dark in the middle of the night where she can't see you. Always try to wear gloves too so your fingerprints can't be found anywhere. And if you want to be extra, extra careful, or if your info, like your DNA, is already in the system somewhere, don't come inside her. I hate to say that. Come on her skin. Bring sanitizing wipes so you can wipe your DNA off her skin. If you are a squeaky clean guy with no record, come inside her. They won't be able to find you. You won't be in the system. You can always keep threatening blackmail. Get her phone number. Send her texts, you know, weekly, daily, whatever you want, that tells her that if you tell the cops, I'm going to show this photo to your husband. You know, keep her in mental bondage to you, and she will not tell on you. She won't, because she will not want to ruin her image with, you know, her coworkers, her family, her husband, whatever. You know, another option, you can always just keep choking until she just chokes to death. That may sound harsh, but this will avoid any legal problems, especially if you're very careful with the gloves and everything. I mean, just rape her to death and take her somewhere and just dump her body. If you live near water, put it in the water. It doesn't matter, because there's more like her. Don't feel bad about it. Don't feel bad at all. She served you in a way, and it's fine. If you really want to avoid that legal trouble, just snuff her out once you're done. You can even try to frame someone. Not to get too twisty here, but you could frame someone this way. And here's another tip. If you really, really like this woman, like you really like her fuck holes, she's hot to you, you don't want to stop raping her, chain her in your home if you're able to. If you live alone, keep her imprisoned in your home. Keep her forever. And listen, she will eventually develop Stockholm syndrome, which is where when people are held captive for long enough, they start falling in love with the person that kidnapped them. It does happen. And it'll happen to us as women because we're just that weak and brain, like we're so easily brainwashed. So just think, you could have a literal rape doll to rape anytime you wanted. How fun would that be? So I hope this was super helpful for the original question asker. I hope I, you know, really went through all useful tips for you and other men that want to use women for your own pleasure and, you know, have no respect for them at all. I hope this helps. And until next time, bye.